The Henry Raines Show, only on News Talk 820.
And I ain't no communist, and I ain't no capitalist, and I ain't no socialist, I ain't no imperialist, no, I ain't no Democrat, sure ain't no Republican, I only know one party, and that is freedom. I am a
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of the Henry Raines Show here on News Talk 820 WWBA. And, of course, we have to remind you of the website, newstalk820.com. The webcam is up. It is running. And so is the audio stream. The podcast site, henryrainshow.podomatic.com. We'll tell you more about all of that in just a minute. But first, we have to look back at the week that was. The Republicans are coming. The Republicans are coming. That's right. In 2012, you had your warning. We're going to be swarmed here in the Tampa Bay area. Good luck to all the businesses with the added income and revenue. We have a quote I'll share with you in just a moment from a very prominent business owner here in Tampa. And Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan. We've discovered she plays softball. Is she a switch hitter? And just to be an equal opportunity critic of politicians, it's a bad week for Meek. That would be Kendrick Meek. Investigative report from St. Pete Times, Miami Herald, has him on his heels a little bit. And BP wants your ideas. They want your ideas on how to fix that leak because, Lord knows, nobody but the man on the street knows better how to fix a massive oil leak a mile under the ocean. But I wanted to give you a few little news factoids here. You can discuss them if you want, or we can discuss the other topics. Really, it's your show. 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. In the second hour, we're going to speak with Mike Wright. He is the Health, Safety, and Environment Director with United Steelworkers, who were not on the rig, but they do work in a number of refineries and chemical plants, and there's some safety issues that you need to be aware of, too. For example, maybe you aren't aware that there's a refinery fire every week in the United States. Yeah, that was a little surprising to me. But here's a couple little privacy factoids that I wanted to share with you. I don't know what we're going to do with them, but it's certainly is a sign of the times. Feds tell court they can decide what you eat. Yeah. Quote, plaintiffs do not have a fundamental right to obtain any food they wish. Attorneys for the federal government have argued in a lawsuit pending in federal court in Iowa that individuals have no fundamental right to obtain what food they choose. The brief was filed April 25th in support of a motion to dismiss a lawsuit filed by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund over U.S. FDA ban on interstate sale of raw milk. Now, I can understand why you might want to ban the commercial side of this, but isn't that a little bit intrusive, to say the least? And it doesn't stop there. This is more at the state level to our neighbor to the north in Georgia. PTSD diagnosis could appear on driver's license. Yeah. Some Georgians could soon be carrying a unique driver's license, one that says they have past traumas, stress disorder. Excuse me, a little mix that phrase up again. That they have post-traumatic stress disorder. Lawmakers recently passed legislation that would allow current and former military to request the PTSD designation on the driver's license. The legislation, which has to be signed by the governor to become law, would likely make Georgia the first state with a driver's license that denotes a specific health problem other than poor eyesight. Don't know quite what to make of that, and I don't even know who would want that designated on their driver's license. But as privacy rights get encroached upon, and the head of Facebook says there's no such thing as privacy, we want to hear from you at 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. And I said I'd give you that quote from a prominent Tampa businessman about the Republican convention. Mons Venus owner Joe Redner welcomes 2012 Republican convention with open arms. He may be a Democrat, but the owner of Tampa's most renowned cultural institution, can't argue with that, Mons Venus, was thrilled with the news his hometown will host the 2012 Republican convention. Anytime there's a convention, the clubs do well, he said. Some of them frequent clubs everywhere they go. Some of them are curious because it's the Mons Venus. I promise I won't tell anybody when they come into the club. Republican conventioneers, Joe Redner's got you on the down low at Mons Venus. Now, in the past, I've talked about the problems of Marco Rubio with his $600,000 slush fund that managed to employ some nephews, rent some vehicles from his mother-in-law, managed to spend all $600,000 except for $4,000 on other Republican candidates. The other $596,000, I guess, went to personal political uses, we would say. Of course, we've talked about the double billing to the state and the Republican Party with his credit cards. We've talked about Charlie Crist and the sugar deal with U.S. Sugar, the $1.7 billion deal that just happened to be negotiated by his chief of staff's law firm. Pretty good legal fees involved in that, I'm pretty sure. Well, I got to keep it fair and balanced. Kendrick Meek, actually, it's a little bit of chump change compared to what Marco Rubio and Charlie Crist does, but it still raises issues here. Kendrick Meek was championing a proposal for a biopharmaceutical complex in Liberty City. I mean, who wouldn't want to put a biopharmaceutical complex in Liberty City? Anyway, his chief of staff at the time managed to get $13,000 to help with the down payment, and the developer also arranged the mortgage for this chief of staff. His last name is Williams. And although the chief of staff did pay the $13,000 back eventually, some people are saying it looks a little sketchy there, Kendrick, that your chief of staff got the $13,000 and got his mortgage arranged by somebody that he was, I guess doing business would be the wrong term, helping enhance his chances for the pharmaceutical, biopharmaceutical. It's called Poinciana Park. It's failed, and oh, and then the developer, that was the one that got Mr. Williams his benefits, let's say. Dennis Stackhouse is accused of stealing $1 million from the failed Poinciana project. Double billing county agencies and others. Now, that would be curious enough, and Kendrick Meek, I have to say, has said he never knew about what happened with Mr. Williams. Mr. Williams is no longer in his staff, and he would have hit the road immediately had Kendrick found out about this. But there's one other thing. Mr. Stackhouse hired Kendrick Meek's mama, Carrie Meek, the former congresswoman, for a consulting fee of $90,000. And just for good measure, she got a Cadillac Escalade. So the comedy that has become the U.S. Senate race in the state of Florida with Marco Rubio and Charlie Crist doing their dance on one side, we now have Kendrick Meek on this side. No allegations of him directly involved in wrongdoing or financial benefit. He says he didn't even know his mom had taken the consulting job. Others aren't so sure. And irony upon irony, we have Jeff Green, the newly entered candidate in the Democratic race. You know, the guy that partied with Paris Hilton, that had the Hollywood madam Heidi Fleiss staying. Let's just put that in quotes, staying at his house. and the infamous Morocco room in his Beverly Hills mansion where these parties took place. Jeff Green. Oh, by the way, and he's also the guy that made close to $1 billion betting against the mortgages that caused the financial crisis. He's outraged. He's shocked. I don't know if there's any much more to say about that. If you want to have anything to say about the Senate race, I'd be glad to hear from you at 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. On the other side of the break, unless you intervene, we'll get the latest on the oil gusher of the Gulf of Mexico.
This portion of the Henry Rain Show is brought to you by Callens, Little & Delgado, a full-service law firm practicing personal injury, family, criminal defense, and immigration law.
News Talk AM 820.
Moving down the line, I come apart, but that's okay, cause trouble man.
I'm Scott Callens from the law firm of Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal. During this season of high roadway traffic, you need to be extra cautious. You should know that Harvard researchers have concluded that cell phone use while driving increases your likelihood of being injured in a car accident by 4 times. Reduce your chances of injury by driving a bit slower and by pulling from the roadway when you must use your cell phone. You'll arrive at your destination safely, and your caller will appreciate the attention that you've given them. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we help people who have been injured by careless drivers. If you or your loved ones have been injured in an accident, you may have questions. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we want to help. There's no charge to meet with us, and our fees are based on a percentage of what we recover for you. Call us at 941-749-1446. Let us help answer your questions. Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, 941-749-1446, or reach us at makeempay.net.
At the beginning of 2010, we started building a new morning show at News Talk 820. The first thing we did was throw out the garbage, the self-righteous anger, the better-than-thou attitude, the abject pessimism. The second thing we did was install an optimistic sense of humor and a telephone. I'm Mike Reeves, and along with Roger Shulman, Shayna Lance, and JoJo Walker, I'm inviting you to join the conversation weekday mornings at 866-977-4820. It's not the same old angry know-it-all talk radio. It's the fun to listen to. Big Show.
Hi, it's Dustin from Rapid Systems, your cutting-edge internet provider where you can get RSA high-speed internet and a whole lot more. Now let's go to the phones.
Dustin, it's Joe. Three's a crowd, Dustin.
Three's a charm, Joe.
Bad things come in threes.
The best things come in threes.
Like Rapid Systems Triple Play?
Absolutely. Triple Play means that whether it's fiber, DSL, or RSA, Rapid Systems has the right connection to fit your business needs.
Three blind mice. See how they run.
Joe, we're not the phone, cable, or satellite company. All we do is provide high-speed internet.
Three coins and a fountain.
Joe, you don't have to wish for great service. You get it. Want more IP addresses? A new domain name? Remote backup? Call Rapid Systems and talk to a broadband specialist without the bureaucracy or the BS.
Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil.
Joe, you're right. We don't monkey around. Call Rapid Systems today at 813-232-4887. That's 813-232-4887 for the best broadband service you can find.
Henry Rain Show here. News Talk AM 820 WWBA. NewsTalk820.com is where you get the live stream, the webcam, and much, much more. Our phone lines, 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. Whatever you want to talk about is okay today in this first hour, and we'd be happy to do that, but we have things that we can talk about. First, the good news, bad news morning on the oil gusher in the Gulf of Mexico. First, we had the good news. The BP was able to insert a pipe within the leaking pipe, gushing pipe, if you will, and they actually got some oil to come all the way up to the boat. But then two robots crashed down at the wellhead and knocked the pipe out of the bigger pipe. That's right. I guess, R2-D2 and C-3PO just crashed into each other down there, as they are wont to do, And now the gusher is still gushing, but they hope to be able to replace the pipe and put it back in now. That is the latest news, but we got some almost latest news from the BBC that is going to tell us. We're going to get a few clips from the executives in Washington this week, sort of a recap of the week, and also the new estimate on how much oil is actually spilling out of the gusher down there. So let's go with that.
But first, the latest from our North America editor, Mark Mardell.
It hasn't yet smeared the shoreline or ensnared wildlife. It has put people out of business. It's a crisis threatening devastation, said the president. He doesn't want it to turn into a political disaster too, and after meeting his top team, he emerged apparently filled with cold fury.
I saw firsthand the anger and frustration felt by our neighbors in the Gulf. And let me tell you, it is an anger and frustration that I share as president. And I'm not going to rest or be satisfied until the leak is stopped at the source, the oil in the Gulf is contained and cleaned up, and the people of the Gulf are able to go back to their lives and their livelihoods.
In front of senators, the three companies that ran the rig pointed to different possible causes of the accident, each suggesting they were not to blame.
Is BP the party responsible for the leak?
We don't know who's responsible for what yet. The investigations will look at the processes, the equipment, and the decisions that were made.
Whose jobs are?
The president said he would not tolerate that.
I did not appreciate what I considered to be a ridiculous spectacle during the congressional hearings into this matter. Yet executives of BP and Transocean and Halliburton falling over each other to point the finger of blame at somebody else. The American people could not have been impressed with that display, and I certainly wasn't.
White House anger may not be lessened by the head of BP saying the leak was tiny compared to the size of the Gulf of Mexico. The shape of the spill changes daily. This map from a U.S. government agency shows it breaking into smaller slicks. The darker the color, the greater the concentration. The scientists who studied the video of the gushing leak say this drop in the ocean may be very much larger than the 5,000 barrels a day everyone's been talking about.
With my preliminary calculations, I'd say that the range could be anywhere from 20,000 barrels a day to 100,000 barrels a day. It's not a very precise measurement, but one of the things that I think we can say with a fair amount of certainty is that the flows are higher than 5,000 barrels a day.
The weather forecast suggests the oil slick will be blown.
All right, so BP either willfully, ignorantly, or just deceitfully has been saying 5,000 barrels a day. We're now told that it has no possible way that it's that small. The smallest estimate of the new estimates is 25,000 up to 100,000. Other scientists that have studied this have come in 55 to 75,000. We have a mess. And of course, people are going to tell you it's an accident. Things happen. In fact, we have Newt Gingrich that was asked at some event. You're going to have to listen very carefully, but this is going to be a theme here that you're going to find in a lot of sound that comes out of talking heads. To just make up facts and say the big lie over and over again until everybody believes it. Let's hear what he had to say about the safety record of offshore oil drilling.
Hey, Mr. Speaker, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Thank you. Take care.
So, given the scale of the oil spill in the Gulf, do you still think that it represents an acceptable risk to continue offshore drilling?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Do you agree with...
We've had one oil spill since 1969 with 4,000 wells, and if the Coast Guard had a reasonable research program, we'd be much further down the road to solving this thing.
Mm-hmm. Do you agree with
Okay. He says there hasn't been an oil spill since 1969, the liar said. 4,000 wells, who knows where he comes up with that number. And it's the Coast Guard's fault. Not a single oil spill. They were telling the same lie after Katrina and Rita. They said no oil spilled, and yet you could see oil spills from satellite photos. Just lie, 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 until people believe it. Well, not here. One oil spill since 1969, Newt? No, let's look at the facts. Between 1992 and 1998, there were 319 failures of blowout preventers, an average of 43 a year. Between 92 and 2006, there were at least 39 blowouts off the U.S. coastline alone, 38 of them in the Gulf of Mexico. From 2007 to 2009, there were 19 blowouts. The largest accidental oil spill in history was a Gulf of Mexico exploratory rig blowout, 1979, 10 years after Newt Gingrich's death. It blew out, ignited, burning down the platform. Divers later activated the blowout preventer to no avail. Well continued to spill oil at a rate of 10 to 30,000 barrels per day until it was finally capped on March 23rd. A major deepwater blowout followed by 2 months spill occurred in 2009, one of Australia's worst oil disasters, leaked for 10 months, 4,000 square miles. Oh, Newt, no oil spill since 1969. Well, just keep on lying. Just keep on lying, and we'll take your calls, 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. And let's go to Lawrence. And before I even start with Lawrence, don't worry, Lawrence. I got the Obama administration on my list of people to take to task, too. Hey, Lawrence, how are you?
I couldn't be much better. I'm in paradise, Henry.
Good.
And how are you?
I'm a little fired up at the moment, but I'm sure it'll pass.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to...
I'm so surprised you didn't save your ammo for our guests from the United Steelworkers.
Well, maybe I might be motivated to call back, if I may.
All right. Well, we'll see.
And in regards to, Henry, the economy, Israel and Iran, the Tennessee flood, the oil spill, two wars, unemployment at 9.9%, do you think Obama should be out there playing golf?
He's got to relax.
Do you think it's appropriate that he's out there playing golf?
Is that the best you can do, Lawrence?
No,
every president, Bush got the same thing.
The country is suffering, Henry. The country is suffering, and the man's out there playing golf. Maybe a little hoops, too.
Well, good for him. I mean, that is so irrelevant.
Henry, it's not irrelevant.
Oh, every president hits the golf course.
No, there's no president that has played more golf in a short period of time than President Barry Obama.
All right, great. He's playing golf. Point taken. I am wounded, Lawrence, that you zinged me so great on that. Is that all you got?
Well, I didn't realize it was that big of a deal, but I'll take the credit.
All right, bye, Lawrence. Okay, let's see. Well, I am going to ask Christine and John to please be patient. I really want to talk to you on the other side of the break. And we will get into this. I also have more information about the spill, and I will. Instead of taking Obama to task for golf, I'll take the administration to task for something else. You're listening to The Henry Raine Show here, News Talk 820 AM.
This portion of The Henry Raine Show is brought to you by Canada Med Services. Save up to 70% on your prescriptions. Call 1-877-917-3600.
News Talk AM 820.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org.
And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Paying too much for your prescription medication? Call Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600. In their 6th year of saving customers money on medications, Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Guaranteed delivery. Government inspected and approved factories. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600.
What's your name again?
What's your name?
Real name.
News Talk AM 820. WWBA.
Henry Raine Show here, News Talk AM 820 WWBA. Christine and John are up next, but you can be after them at 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. Please indulge me. Two quick headlines. I said I'd take Obama's administration to task. U.S. let BP drill in Gulf without permits. New information on the recent oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico has come to light, indicating the U.S. government allowed BP to drill in the area without proper permits. Federal records show that the Minerals Management Service gave BP the green light for drilling, violation of the Endangered Species Act and the Marine Mammal Protection Act. According to the Center for Biological Diversity, which has filed a complaint Friday to sue the MMS over its noncompliance with the laws, the Department of the Interior also has approved over 300 drilling. Let me slow that one down. The Department of the Interior also has approved over 300 drilling operations, three large lease sales, and over 100 seismic surveys without the required permit. President Obama came out and said he didn't like the culture at the Minerals Management Service and were too cozy with business. Well, what has been different? What has changed in this administration? I'll ask you. 866-977-4820. Good afternoon, Christine.
Oh, hello, Henry. While on the subject of Newt Gingrich, he was a guest on Fox News Sunday this morning. He has a book out called Saving America from the Socialist Secular Program of Obama, something like that.
And I believe I saw something about that today when I was doing my preparation, that Chris
yes.
Wallace did not ask him one question about his advocacy of offshore oil drilling. Did you hear anything like that?
Oh, let me think back. No, but he did ask him about, isn't it true that he had supported a Wall Street bailout a few years back?
No.
And he also asked him how much he had been in favor of Harriet Myers.
Okay.
And yet he's criticizing Elena Kagan. He doesn't think she should be confirmed. But the thing about Newt Gingrich that he brought up was about the decision on the regarding the military recruiters at Harvard University. Elena Kagan had ruled against him because of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Well, if we're going to go there, that was my next topic. John in Ponte Gorda, please be patient. I'm going to get to you.
Newt Gingrich said, what about Harvard's policy of accepting money from Saudi Arabia, and they keep their women in an oppressive state?
Okay.
He retorted right back to Chris Wallace.
I saw that, but first let's get the facts straight on Elena Kagan. I have issues with Elena Kagan, but it's not that. And the fact is, you hear this over and over again on the news services, especially the cable news, because all they can do is parrot phrases.
Yes.
They say, she kicked the military recruiters off campus. Have you heard them say that?
Well,
I know what the facts are, and you probably do, too.
Yes.
But a lot of them just say it. We're going to play John McCain saying that in just a little while. For the people out there that have been listening to the other talk radio shows elsewhere, what she did, first of all, the policy was set years before she ever came there by Harvard.
Oh, yes.
And what she did not ban military recruiters from the campus at all. They had total access to the students. What they didn't have, they weren't allowed to use the Office of Career Services as their base of operation, which would have been using Harvard money for that. What they did instead was use a different building, the Veterans Services Building, which they were able to operate freely out of there. And then when the Supreme Court overturned the ruling, the law, she complied. But I'm sorry to digress there, but I want our audience to know that.
Well, Henry, Newt Gingrich said something about in Massachusetts they voted against the Catholic Church. What was the issue? That's the first time I heard about it.
Is he speaking recently?
Yes, and Chris Wallace, because he says this is our secular the problem of the secularism with Obama. He said not only that they want to discontinue National Prayer Day, but he said something about legislators in Massachusetts voted against the Catholic Church on something, but they didn't explain what it was. And that's the first time I heard about it.
Well, I don't know about that. But for people that are thinking of the good old days, I want them to think about something that happened in the 60s, a Supreme Court decision called Griswold versus Connecticut. Because back when the Catholic Church was strong in the state of Connecticut, there was a law that prohibited a doctor. Your doctor was not allowed to tell a married couple about contraception. So for all you that want to bring back the good old days,
think about that. That's a person's private business, of course, naturally, Henry. Yeah. I believe that's privacy.
Okay, I got to ask you to give me your last thoughts, Christine, so I can move on to John.
Oh, well, I think I covered just about everything, Henry.
Okay. Thank you, Christine, as always.
Bye.
Bye. John in Punta Gorda. Hey, John.
Yeah, just briefly, as far as Kagan is concerned and being affiliated with Harvard, Lloyd Blankfein just gave $10 million to Harvard. I wonder how she would react to that if something as far as Goldman Sachs or any of the larger institutions came up before the Supreme Court. Basically, for one thing, as far as Newt Gingrich is concerned, this is a stalking horse for the Republican Party. Everybody that is a true conservative knows that Newt Gingrich is just there for the neocons. He's put up by the neocons because he speaks well, although he's very seldom caught telling the truth. Newt Gingrich is a Democrat or a sheeple or something. He's not nearly a qualified conservative Republican. Now, as far as the oil situation, these oil companies own the Republicans and some of the Democrats also. But it just infuriates me so much. They're all up in Washington now. BP has got their lobbyists and their attorneys up there trying to mitigate the financial loss. They could care less about anything else. You could have 500,000 people along the coast of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida out of jobs, lost their total livelihood, which they've been doing for 5, 10, 20, 50 years. Those people don't give a rat's behind about anybody in the middle class. It's all their little clique, their little oligarchy, and everybody has to work to change it that has a feeling at all of patriotism for this country. And one way to do it is the Tea Party, because they dislike the Tea Parties because of the fact that they cannot control totally the Tea Parties. So I suggest everybody to be a part of that and realize that the hierarchy of the Republican Party, especially Michael Steele and that little cadre of idiots up there, basically anti-American, total corporatists. They don't care what happens to this country.
All right, John, stand by, because I want to ask you something about what you just said, but you also gave me an opportunity to bring this other short headline into play here, because, as you said, the buying and selling of our so-called representatives and senators. By the way, if you want to get in on the conversation, 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. All right, Senator Menendez has put forward a bill that would raise the liability and retroactively raise the liability, so it would include BP, Horizon, and others, from the $75 million that was capped for liability after the Exxon Valdez disaster 20 years ago. He wants to raise that up to $10 billion, and frankly, $10 billion isn't even going to cover the damages that we have. But a funny thing happened on the way to the Senate. On Thursday, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska blocked a bill because, you know, the Senate is so dysfunctional now, one senator has to do is say, I'm thinking about filibustering, and nothing goes forward. Blocked a bill that would have raised oil companies' responsibility cap, the maximum amount, as we just said, from $75 million to $10 billion. On Fridays, Murkowski's office was rebutting critics who were asking whether her opposition to the measure had anything to do with the fact she is a major supporter of offshore oil drilling, who has received $427,000 in campaign donations from the oil and gas industry over her Senate career. So here we have Lisa Murkowski just saying, no, we're not going to do it, even though there's probably a majority of the Senate that would vote for that bill. But what I wanted to take up with you, John, you had something interesting to say there about the Tea Parties. So I'm taking it, have you participated?
Well, I've been to a few of their events, one in Fort Myers. Oh, this was maybe last year, as a matter of fact. I think one of the first big ones. There was 4,000 people there.
And what was your sense of their key issues or problems with what's going on?
Basically, that the people have no government. They really have no government. No matter what they say, no matter what they request, no matter what they ask, anybody in the Congress, they don't pay them any attention at all. Now, if you're a lobby, I'll give you an example. There's a person in radio that I know that was in Washington, D.C. He's been on the radio for 20 years. He went to a senator's office. There were six people waiting to see this one senator. Five of those were lobbyists, and he was an independent person. The five lobbyists got to see the senator. He did. That's, because there's money down the road coming from each one of those lobbyists. It's absolutely horrid, and it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. We have no country. That's why so many people just say, I'm fed up with both parties. I want something else. I want to vent my frustrations, and I want to work to create something that is much better for America before we lose it all.
Okay. But John, I want to ask you about one thing that I was reading about this morning, and it isn't the Florida Tea Party people, or at least unless you can tell me that you've heard people say this, but... And I think they got this from Glenn Beck, because he's always going back in history and giving his view of how history unfolded in the United States.
Are you talking about the CIA, Glenn Beck? Because that's who he worked for.
No, I'm talking about the attempt to repeal the 17th Amendment. For those out there, the 17th Amendment was the change of the Constitution so that the people of the United States directly... people of the states directly voted for their senators. Before that 17th Amendment, the state legislatures picked the senators, and the people of the state never got a chance to vote. Have you ever heard that be an issue for the Tea Party?
No. It's okay. So specious. Here's one of the things, though.
Well,
really.
Let me finish this, John, because we've gone on a while, and I got another caller now waiting. But let me finish this, because I saw today that in two different states... And I don't have them right now. I'll try and find them on the break. That the Tea Party, with their questionnaires in those two particular states, that's one of the questions. Will you support repeal of the 17th Amendment? And in both cases, one of the Republicans checked off yes, just, I guess, to fill out the questionnaire to get the support. But then when he actually asked, he was like, oh, I didn't realize I was voting for that. I was suggesting I supported that. I'm worried that there's a whole lot of not extremists in the group, but there's influences that are going to push some real radical things and use them for to carry the water on it. I only got 60 seconds for you, John.
Henry, that's the idea. People coming in from the outside, provocateurs, as far as some specious little argument. You only think about the big things. You've got to, as far as the Tea Party. Is the spending too much? Of course it is. Have they been taking too many liberties from us? Yes, they have. Are we in a position where we're totally broke now as a country, except for the fact that the money itself is being diluted on a daily basis? The answer is yes.
Okay, John, that's the last word. I got to go to break. Call again, please. Appreciate it. Thank you, John. 866-977-4820. We want to hear your voice. 866-977-4820. On the other side of the break, we're going to hear from Dave in Sarasota. You could be next after that. 866-977-4820.
This portion of the Henry Rain Show is brought to you by HurtByAccident.com. 1-888-280-HURT. Personal injury attorneys. They'll come to you.
News Talk. AM 820.
If you've been hurt by accident, and it wasn't your fault, you should know that not all negligence claims end in going to court. Most accident claims are settled out of court. And just because you have insurance doesn't mean that you will be covered for your injuries. Health insurance won't pay you for lost wages. Health insurance won't pay to fix your car or even get you a rental car if you need one. Hi, I'm Attorney C.J. Zaya. For nearly 20 years, my partner Kevin Gallagher and I have been helping accident victims get compensated for injuries caused by the negligence of others. And we do it for free, meaning there is no fee or cost to you unless we recover for you. Some attorneys charge you for their costs, not us. At Zion Gallagher, we charge you nothing. Our fee comes out of what we recover for you. Call us today, toll-free, at 1-888-280-HURT. That's 1-888-280-HURT. At the law firm of Zaya and Gallagher, personal injury law is all we do. That's 1-888-280-HURT.
When news breaks, this is the place for the local market impact.
BP is ultimately responsible under the law.
If it affects you here in Tampa Bay, you'll hear it on News Talk AM 820, the new WWBA.
We are responsible not for the accident.
Not for the accident.
But we are responsible for the oil.
Cleaning the situation up.
Tampa Bay's breaking news, weather and traffic station.
We are absolutely will prevail and we will deal with it.
The new WWBA, where Tampa Bay has a voice. Depend on it.
Make sure that you clear your calendar to attend one of the area's best events of the year. It's the Brandon Business Expo and Taste of Brandon, where over 200 businesses will be displaying, selling, and having you taste the best food around. It takes place on May 20th, 3:30 to 8 p.m. at the Special Event Center at your Florida State Fairgrounds. Brought to you by Hoffman Business Services, Max Muscle Sports Nutrition, Sagcor Life Insurance USA, Edmore's Cadillac Brandon, Renaissance Consulting and Development Inc., the Greater Brandon Chamber of Commerce, and News Talk 820 WWBA.
Hi, it's Dustin from Rapid Systems, your cutting-edge internet provider where you can get RSAIR high-speed internet and a whole lot more. If you're unhappy for any reason with your internet service, feel that your business isn't utilizing the internet to its fullest potential, or perhaps want to change providers because you're paying too much, and don't want to go through the hassle, Rapid Systems has a limited-time offer for you. Rapid Systems will send a certified systems engineer to assess your business broadband system free of charge and without any obligations. We'll make suggestions on what you can do to better utilize the internet and even discuss the changes with your IT service provider. We'll also answer all your questions about remote access, security, productivity, and anything else regarding your internet experience. If you do make the switch to Rapid Systems, we'll make it easy and we'll handle all the details for you. One call does it all. Call Rapid Systems today at 813-232-4887. That's 813-232-4887 for an easy transition to the best broadband service you can find.
Henry Range Show, News Talk, AM 820 WWBA. Our podcast site, henryrainshow.podomatic.com. Henry Rains, R-A-I-N-E-S. show.podomatic, podomatic.com. You can listen to old shows, or this current show should be up later tonight. Just quick follow-up on what I was saying with John about the repeal the 17th. It is becoming an issue in Ohio Congressional District 15, where the Republican candidate Steve Stivers got into trouble after he told the Tea Party questionnaire that he was for repeal. He's backed away from that very quickly. And in a different situation, in a congressional race in Idaho, Republican Von Ward had checked that off, just as his opponent, Mr. Labrador, Representative Paul Labrador, did. And, well, he's backed off that too, but to his dismay, the Tea Party then endorsed Labrador because he said yes. 866-977-4820. We got Dave in Sarasota standing by. David in Port Richey standing by. You can get on too. 866-977-4820. But give poor Nick in the control room a chance to answer the phone. He's multitasking. He's multitasking in there, much as I'm sure Dave in Sarasota is doing. Hey, Dave.
I am multitasking. I got one hand on the phone, another one grabbing the cigar, and the other one grabbing a glass of wine. I'm three-handed.
Congratulations.
Hey, buddy. What is all this stuff about accountability? First of all, let me address the earlier caller who shall remain nameless about Barack playing golf more than any other president. Please, that's all you got to bring to the table for criticism? Then he's doing one hell of a job. Didn't Bush go running every day? So that's his choice of activity. you know, forget about people like that. They're useless. They have nothing to bring to the argument and discussion. But here's my deal. You know, we talk this, you know, Republicans have been going on and on about the part being the party of a personal accountability. You know, what about corporate accountability? What's wrong with regulating the petroleum industry and the health insurance industry and the finance industry? Because all we're seeing is problems like this from those industries, and we leave them to their own devices, and they stick it to us. The health industry stuck it to us. You know, the finance industry took us down the toilet and bankrupts the company, the country. And now we got the oil companies doing a disaster that nobody wants to take credit for. The three stooges all sit there in front of the, you know, the Senate and just deny any responsibility whatsoever. And now you got oysters have tripled in price. I went out and tried to buy some oysters just, you know, yesterday out on the island, you know, and shrimp has gone up. They're shutting off the shrimping in the Gulf. You know, the oystering has already been shut off. You know, they're destroying people's lives all up and down, you know, the Gulf Coast. But nobody wants to take any responsibility. And we'll put an 18-year-old in jail for 10 years for selling some cracks or rock. I mean, rocks of crack, you know. But these guys are just float right along, destroying thousands and hundreds of thousands of lives and get just away with it. Just get away with it. I want to ask you a question, and this is for the Tea Party guys, John, and you included. I don't disagree with you on a lot of stuff, okay? I want to see some changes made in this country. But what about, first of all, you know, regulating these industries so, you know, because they don't take responsibility when these accidents happen. They just don't. And why don't we change the way that we elect people? And I'm not talking about giving it back to the scumbags in the state houses and senates. I'm talking about, you know, getting rid of the way that money influences our elections, because that's what's destroying this country. That's why we don't have any voices. You know, that's why I don't mean anything to Vern Buchanan. It's a joke. I get his emails all the time. What's your opinion on this? And he words the question in a way that it's absolutely absurd. He's going to get every answer that he wants. And these things come out 80-20. It's a joke. They're not interested in what the working people want.
All right, Dave, I got to get these other two callers in before the top of the hour. Appreciate the call.
Peace, brother.
Relax. Maybe I'll get Dave upset again. Transocean Limited announces exchange rate and proposed U.S. $1 billion distribution to shareholders. Who? What liability? Transocean today announced the applicable exchange rate. Anyway, they're going to issue $3.11 per share or $1 billion over the coming year to their shareholders. Maybe you ought to put a little bit of that aside for cleanup and repair. All right, we got David and Charlie standing by. Let's go to David in Port Richey. Hey, David.
How you doing, Henry?
Good. Hope you are.
Well, unfortunately, I live on the Gulf here, and the subject of the moment seems to be the Gulf. I'd just like to pose this to your listeners. Our government, whether they be Democrat or Republican, do not care one bit about the United States. They do not care one bit about the Constitution, and they do not care one bit about the American people. The only thing politicians care about is getting money to buy votes to get elected. That's all this whole system is all about. They've fleeced Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They kept the cash cow going through to get these campaign contributions, Dodd and Frank and all these oversights. They kept the cash cow bleeding so that they could get their cronies, their political contributions, and the American public are left to pay. And they're still paying. Freddie Mac just asked for another $10 billion the government's approving. This money's going right into the pockets of criminals. The criminals are the politicians. They sell themselves to corporations, just like Mary Landrieu got $1.8 million from BP, but yet BP couldn't put a $500,000 acoustic valve on their well. But they could sure make sure to get $1.8 million over to Mary Landrieu, Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana.
Well, David, which is the better investment for BP? Giving Mary Landrieu $1 million or buying these remote shutoff controls?
Well, it's just a shame morally and ethically we know the answer, but they're not going to be moral and ethical. But again, the Mining and Minerals Service, the department which issues these permits, were fined in just 2 years ago for they found them in their offices snorting coke, drinking, and sexual improprieties in the
office.
With
lobbyists, we should add.
And bribes. One of them left in disgrace. The other's in jail. These are the politicians that we pay handsomely to conduct the people's business.
All right, David.
They need to go to jail.
Here. David, thank you for that. I'm low on time, and I got to get this other caller in. I appreciate the call.
They need to go to jail, Henry. Thank you.
Thank you. And I believe that's what our guest last week, Scott Bickford, who is defending the family, one of the families of a deceased rig worker and an injured rig worker. All right. I didn't get a chance to talk to him last week, so I'm looking forward to saying hello to Charlie the plumber in Odessa. How's it going, Charlie?
Hey, good, Henry. How we're going to solve this problem or help to solve it is to have tort reform. Nobody ever talks about tort reform. We need, and these politicians, these poor politicians, I hate them all on both sides. That there should not be such a thing as a career politician.
Well, wait a minute. Let's go to your first point. Your first point first. How does tort reform apply to the oil gusher?
Well, what I'm talking about is the health reform. When you get the lawyers in there and tell you there's tort reform, they don't have to have this whole medical, bill that they passed. They didn't have to go that far. They should have just had tort reform, made it, put a cap on everything. Just like in California, $250,000 cap. Now, a lot of the tort reform lawyers left the state to go to greener pastures. And the politicians are all lawyers. We need to pass a law to where lawyers can't run for office. Lawyers wait
longer
for lawyers. It would be term limits, Henry?
Term limits, you might be able to get away. Let's keep on this first point, though, because I'm curious, because I want to get your thought process here. Now, are we in agreement on this point that malpractice insurance companies pay the settlements? Right?
Oh, yeah, but the lawyers redistribute the wealth.
Right. Well, so how much of the total health care cost goes to malpractice insurance?
Well, I'm sure it drives it way up, but nobody's ever wanted to touch
that. It's 2%, Charlie. I'm cutting it short because we're up against the wall here. It's 2% of the total cost of health care.
Well, that would be a big start, but, Henry, I mean, these just like the lawyers are going to be suing the BP and everybody else, you know what? This is never going to end for BP either. It's going to drive up the oil. It's gonna, I still think we should drill, but they should put every safeguard possible. Yeah, they're culpable. Sure, certainly, Henry. And they need to put new safeguards on these oil wells and rigs and have a backup system where they can get out there immediately. And they drop the ball. Yeah,
okay.
They're culpable.
We're up against the wall, Charlie. I'm glad I was able to get you in. I appreciate the call. And I hope to talk to you again soon. Thank you.
See you, Henry.
All right. Well, on the other side of the break, we're going to speak with Mike Wright from United Steelworkers and find out more about what's going on with safety in the oil industry on land. You're listening to The Henry Raines Show here, News Talk AM 820.